2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, as a small business owner, I always find things get just a little bit chaotic. There's always something to do. I've got lists of stuff to do. I've got things which haven't quite made it to a list yet. My brain is going over and over and over again, and it just needs to stop. But of course, giving yourself permission to stop is half the battle. But when you've stopped, if you're just sitting there, my mind doesn't stop. I need to go and do something. I need to be immersed in something which is amazing, gives me yourself an experience that I can truly stop being the bonkers person that I am. Now, in our search for something like this, occasionally we trip over a gem of brilliance. And today we're talking with Trina Thompson, who is just that person. She's created this, I don't know how to describe it, this space called Vintage Parlor, where you can just step in and let go. Welcome.
Wow, with an introduction like that, I don't need to say a thing. Thank you.
Good. So we'll be done.
All right, yeah, that's it. Good job. Nice to meet you, Jackie.
Yeah, you too. Now, tell me about this Vintage Parlor. What is it about this that just works for you?
Well, you know what? I'll take you back to when I was about 11 years old. My grandmother used to always give all of the grandchildren a beautiful cup and saucer. Always on their 12th birthday, interestingly enough.
12th?
On their 12th birthday. On my 11th birthday, my grandmother gave me this beautiful cup and saucer. And I remember thinking, oh, grandma must be getting a little bit old or something, but, you know, thanks anyway. I mean, what 11-year-old appreciates china, really? But I knew that it was something that she always did. But my grandma wasn't here when I was 12. She'd gone.
Wow.
So from that time, if I'm ever feeling maybe a bit melancholy or a bit thoughtful, I'll sit and have a cup of tea with my grandma.
Nice.
So even now, when I'm going through that chaotic stuff that you talk about, I've got a special chair in my front room, and Grandma and I sit and have a cup of tea. So from way back, a nice cup of tea has really, it's held more than just what's in the cup. It's held that space, it's held that time, it's held that listening ear. So whether or not it's a niece that's had a car accident, oh, honey, Trainer, I need a cup of tea, or let's just have a cup of tea and a chat, I love it. So that was when I was 11 that started.
Wow.
Then 20 years ago, my brother married his beautiful wife and I threw a high tea for them. Organised the whole wedding. As you do, really.
As you do,
sure.
Yes.
Never crossed my mind that I couldn't. Then when my daughter was getting married, I threw her bridal shower a high tea. When my husband and I got married 6 years ago, what did we do? We did a high tea.
I hope someone organised it for you.
Look, absolutely. Thank the Lord. Absolutely. I just got a sip of champagne and eat delicate little cakes. It was all very, very glamorous. So I got sick about, 2010, I got really, really ill and I couldn't work. I was bedridden. My whole life stopped. Mm-hmm. And it's taken me 8 years to become upright and to claw back and to find that vitality and that energy and a loss, but then you learn so much.
Yeah. And sometimes I think it's the universe going, hang on a minute.
Yeah, like, slow down.
We've got a new plan for you. We just need you to take some space.
Absolutely.
And how often, though, when you take that time, either it's forced upon you due to illness or convalescing, or you actually go, you know what, I'm just so fried, I can't do anything but stop. Yeah. And in that space where you're surrounded by just you and just your thoughts, and though it can be chaotic at first, you always move to a point where things start to mentally sort themselves out.
Yes.
And you go, hang on a minute, but what about? It's almost like you give yourself permission to do something different.
That's right.
So
I think you weigh up the fact that what you thought was you doesn't necessarily have to define you.
And you are who you are, not what you do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you're who you are right now. You're right now in the present. So the who I am is wife and mother of 5 children. I've got 4 grandchildren. Our last little boy was born just on Saturday.
Oh, how exciting.
Oh, beautiful Theodore.
Saw the photos.
I know. Very proud.
Very proud granddad looking there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's Grumpsy. That's what we call him.
Grumpsy.
Okay. Oh, this. Yeah. Granny and Grumpsy. I love to garden. I love to cook. I'm a real homebody. Love my puppy dogs, you know. Mm. So, but Vintage Parlor was born to me about 6 months ago when a friend saw this business on sale on Facebook. And she contacted me.
Of course, because you sell businesses on Facebook, apparently.
Apparently you do.
Who knew?
Mm. Yeah. And she said, oh, Trina, you love all this vintage stuff. You should look at it. And I looked at it. I thought, wow, that's great. Because it was simply a hire business. And I thought, I could maybe do that. Because even when I'm not well, it's all done online. And, you know, the orders would just come in. I'd pack them up and they'd pick it up and bring it back, you know, and simple.
Whether you pack them at 7 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night,
exactly.
Wouldn't matter.
And whether I'm in pajamas or my hair looks terrible, it doesn't matter because it's not a front face thing. I thought, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have a great appreciation for the beautiful vintage china. Well, that was the plan, Jackie.
It's good to have a plan.
It's always good to have a plan.
Because that's the thing that you know is not going to happen.
You're pretty much. So yes, I have all this beautiful china. And the thing is, my mum always called me a bull in a china shop. I am probably the most unco person you'll ever meet. So for the first 3 days, I had all of this china set on the dining room table and I just kept walking round and around, picking the pieces up, putting them down, desensitizing to the fact that they were, you know, made in 1897, you know.
Well, I guess you've got two options here. You can either have sets which match or eclectic mixes.
Look, absolutely. I'm all for it. And that is the way of people don't have to have everything matchy-matchy.
Yeah, we sort of kind of moved past that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now, which is nice.
So here I was thinking it was going to be a simple hire business, but within 2 weeks I did a baby shower for 30 people at a great big real estate firm down in the westy suburbs. And I was gone from just here, pick up the box, through to, okay, this is styling and flowers and food and atmosphere and tea leaves and the whole lot. And it was great. Hubby took the day off work and he was my yes chef for the day. He's brilliant. It's the only time he ever says yes to me, but hey, we'll go with that. And it was just the most awesome experience watching them come into that room and go, oh. And it's like they left everything else at the door. They picked up their little teacups and they oodnard over the food and they just seriously were in the moment. And I thought, what a gift. I mean, I was completely knackered by the end of it, completely, but I was on such a high because I was able to give them an experience they hadn't had before. Nice. And I thought, I love that.
So how did you find that as a first client? How did that happen?
It was actually my daughter.
Okay.
My daughter is down at Abode Real Estate.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's the beauty of having five kids. You're always going to get something out of one of them, you know. That's the hope anyway, isn't it? They make lots of money and look after me in my old age or something. But what it did is threw me straight into the deep end.
Okay.
And it also made me competent that I can do this stuff.
Well, you'd done it for her and she'd seen you do it. Yeah. And you had all this beautiful stuff. So she's gone, hey, Mum, can you come and do this?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Was your first thought, sure, no problems. Yeah. How do I charge for that?
Oh, no, it was definitely going to be a charged thing.
But how did you set that price point? If you'd never done it before,
great
how did
question.
You set that price?
Well, because you already had a price point for hiring the stuff.
Okay.
And so then I've got a beautiful South African friend, Lucy, who's very arty and very creative with food, does the most gorgeous little desserts, and she'll do things like lemon and Earl Grey mousse.
Oh, okay.
I know. I don't even like Earl Grey. But hey, she works with the theme or the feel that I've got, and she's able to throw ideas out. So I knew basically what my price point would be of if I got some of it catered.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to research all of the commercial licensing laws. And
You're supplying a food product.
That's right.
To a public. So there's a duty of care.
That's right. And it's getting paid for and all the rest of it. So there was a lot of learning to go on with all of that. So anyway, I did that one. And then I came to D32. My personal trainer, Gail, introduced me to the idea. She's been whipping me into shape for a couple of years now, so she's saved my life in a few different ways. So anyway, came to D32, met Dean. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful, wonderful man. And he just, I don't know, we just cottoned on to each other. And he put me in front of some catering ideas. Now, isn't that funny? Because I thought, hang on, I think I'm higher. But I can do catering.
Yeah, sure. That's right, you want my plates? I can put stuff on it for you. No problems.
Sure.
You want four plates? No problems.
Sure.
It's just a stretch. Half a step.
But you know, the silly thing about my brain is that I never consider that I can't do it. And that's not coming from a place of ego. That's coming from a place of, I had five children. A family do for me is 20 people.
Yeah.
And you just do it. I love that. Food is my language.
Yeah, but people talk about working either in a zone of competence or a zone of genius. And it sounds like this is your zone of genius.
There's a bit of madness in there as well. Rasputin on my bad days.
Absolutely. Madness is very important. Running a small business, essential skill to have that madness component. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
But that whole idea of going, actually, I can do this. And that that confidence. And it's not ego, it's confidence that you have to be able to do that.
And it's okay to be confident.
Absolutely.
Because then you fight with the whole, maybe is it pride, you know, and then get over yourself, just do it.
Yeah.
And so then I catered for a business lunch and my mind immediately saw, well, that'll be cheese and dip platters and things that it's not about the food, it's about listening to the speaker.
Yeah.
And then, okay, can you do a big high tea? Oh, yeah, we can do them. Oh, can you do an opening of a gym?
Okay. You have an opening of a gym?
Yeah, so now that's not going to be scones and cream, is it?
Well, it might be.
Well, no, because it didn't feel right, didn't sit right. So I went into the whole health stuff. We did hummus and we did these little things here, which I'm going to leave you with. So birthed my new range of tubs. Top-up balls.
Top-up balls.
Top-up balls. Little balls of goodness, just a bite or two to top you up, not weigh you down.
Nice.
So I'm not competing in the whole protein ball, power ball, nothing like that. All I'm saying is when we've done something busy, we've worked out, or even we're on the go, what we put in our mouths is really important. Mm. And the more I play with food, the more it's really confirming to me that nutrition is incredibly important. Mm. If we want to get the best out of ourselves, you know, input, output, all that stuff. So I came up with this range of these tubs. And they're all whole food, all dairy-free, they're gluten-free, there's not a bit of sugar in any of it, all raw. So you can pop them in the freezer for 3 months. They can live in the fridge for a week. They can live in my handbag for a day. And, I mean, what I'm putting in my mouth is helping me. Mm-hmm. So, like, for instance, that one's turmeric and orange.
Ooh, interesting combination.
And it's got orange, the doTERRA oils. Pop them because they're just a pure form of an essential oil. And it's got fresh carrot in it. So when I've got my granddaughter, Lily, here, have this. Sure, that's pretty, Granny. Great. And I know what she's eating. Blueberry and coconut with dates in it. Yeah, lemon and honey. Interestingly, that's been the one that's been the most popular, lemon and honey.
Well, we've got 100 beehives, so we've got this beautiful source of raw honey.
But isn't that been an interesting battle, the whole honey thing lately? So every time I'm looking at any of this, I want to have the best ingredient. So what this business is giving me is this chance to challenge my brain, and you think you knew something, and actually there's more to it. And I'm loving it.
And being able to collaborate with other people and be creative.
Yeah.
So tell me about these high teas. I remember, I have great memories. In Melbourne with my mum had been very unwell, and we had this group and it was my mother, my aunt, my sister and my niece.
Yes.
And we went to high tea at the Hilton in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, high tea, come on, good gracious.
Because what was your concept of high tea? What did you think it was?
It was just like, I was expecting it to be this sort of kind of stuffy whatever. But Molly, who was my niece, she would have been 4 at the time, with her hot chocolate and she had pretty dress. Yes. And when we went in there, I had dressed nicely because it was important to my mother.
Yeah.
And we walked into this and we went, oh, wow.
Yes.
And everything was delicate. I'm not a girly girl and I'm not an elegant person, but we had a ball.
Yeah.
Just this, you know, multi-generational experience.
Yeah.
So it changed my entire concept of what was possible. It was bucketing rain outside and it was this amazing space.
It's quite a little intimate experience just for you to enjoy each other, wasn't
and
it?
There was, yeah, absolutely. And there was tables and the guys brought around the trolleys and the tea was beautiful and it was lovely. China, and we had the couches sitting around there, and we sat and chatted, and it was not rushed, it was not, and it really was a pocket of time, like
it
you
was.
Were speaking.
Yeah.
And my niece, who just had her 18th,
wow, does she still remember?
Remembers that and can tell the story about it. And she actually bought my mother many years ago a cup that for her 60th, which was similar to the one from that today.
And my, so much sentiment and memories,
But my mum has still since passed away. And when we were doing, obviously looking at her stuff, that cup has had pride of place on her dressing table. Mm. So it's amazing the connections, these little pieces of memories that we create.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. And I think life gets so busy that we don't have time to stop and to go into those memories. And that's what will sustain you in life if you can feed yourself.
We just don't give ourselves permission to stop. There's always something that needs to be done and something which needs to be sorted and fixed.
But I don't think if we don't take those moments of kindness for ourselves and take the moments to stop and appreciate the people around us, we're never going to give our best in all those other areas. Mm. I really, really believe that. My mum is 88 and my dad's 93, and I never thought I would still have them because I've lost both my in-laws in the last 2 years. It's been really, really a real period of grief. But then I look at my beautiful mother, and we went out to a little place out in Guildford. My mum, my two sisters, my niece, my daughter-in-law, my granddaughter. Very similar to what you were saying. And just to sit there and watch mum go, oh, I think my mum had a cup like that. And, oh, look at the dear little. I thought, yeah, it's beautiful. And so that's all part of the magic I like to create for people. So with the food, it's very interesting when you look at high tea food, because so many dietary considerations. There's so many gluten-free or nut-free or whatever. And I like to sit with a client and get them to paint me the picture. So tell me about your auntie and what's her favourite flower and what fragrance does she use? And so by the time I go away to put the proposal together, I've got this vision in my head of how we can make it absolutely beautiful for this woman, whether it's the colour of the flowers or a little light scent or the runner, you know, the old Victorian lace edging, and just love all that stuff. Yeah.
It's funny. It seems in such a modern techie world that we are coming back to these
simple, beautiful times to stop. Yeah, and just to appreciate people. Yeah.
So I must admit, that's the first thing I want to do is I'll say, right, when can we book?
When can we have a high tea?
When can we have a high tea? When can we do this? What a fantastic idea. So if people want to obviously have these conversations with you, and I was going to say grab a coffee, but clearly it's not appropriate this time. So they want to have a tea, sit down, have a discussion with you about perhaps an idea they've got. And it doesn't have to be something for an elderly person. It could be a young person. It could be they want to create a special moment. What's the best way they can get in contact with you?
I've got an email address or my mobile, and because I work from home, more than happy to have those conversations.
Fantastic.
And I love meeting clients face-to-face, because face-to-face you get to unpack really what their heart is about it, and you can't do high tea without a heart. So I am absolutely happy to have a cuppa and a chat and to see what that event looks like for them.
Okay, cool. Best way to get hold of you then?
My mobile is 0407 011 797, or you can get me on my email info@vintageparlour.com.au.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. It's just interesting, isn't it? You even just talking about the beautifulness which goes with this actually does give you a sense of calm.
Yes, it does.
Isn't it interesting?
And that would be a gift to share with you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. It was lovely to chat with you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. I appreciate that.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.